Alabama plans to build its way out of a prison crisis. And the state's governor, Kay Ivey, supports the move.
Well, good afternoon, y'all. I'm extremely pleased to join the bipartisan leadership of the Alabama legislature today for a bill signing ceremony for the prison construction bill package that moved through their respective houses this week.
Ivey says this is a true milestone.
For several years now, we have worked to address Alabama's long-standing prison infrastructure challenges. These challenges were decades in the making, and while we worked diligently to resolve them, it took a lot of hard work and a lot of positive conversations between both sides of the aisle to get to today.
Alabama is already under federal court order to improve prison conditions. Governor Ivey says new prisons will help the state avoid more intervention from the federal courts.
Achieving an Alabama solution to our problems rather than a federal ordered court mandate was paramount. And y'all, that's what happened today.
Over the past several years, Ivey has refused repeated requests for an interview to talk to us about the state's prison crisis.
The governor listened to the politics in her ear, still listened to people who deal with the prison to help guys who can help themselves.
David Fuller spent almost 30 years in Alabama's prisons before getting out a few years ago. He doesn't think new prisons will solve the problems that he faced. Many men I talk to inside prison feel the same way.
What do I think about it? I think it sucks.
That's Jim George, who we heard from in previous episodes. He's 72 years old and has spent more than 40 years locked up in Alabama's prisons.
What they're doing is not going to solve them anything. They don't give a damn about us. They want the money for the prisons so they can stifle off all they can get their hands on. Yeah, and it's all because of money and politics.
Some men think the decision to build prisons is all about the economic benefits. The facilities offer new jobs and revenue for some counties, and new business for the companies and contractors involved. Hassani Jennings is another familiar voice from the series. He served almost 30 years in Alabama's prison system.
A lot of people are benefiting from that money that's being spent. And the people that are benefiting from all that money that's being spent, they don't want the thing to change. So on one hand, they'll be complaining about things need to change. But on the other hand, their actual actions are keeping things the same.
Jennings says instead of building new prisons, he'd like state leaders to look for new solutions, to think differently about crime and punishment. Jennings specifically advocates for restorative justice, an approach to crime that focuses on healing and accountability.
People never have to look for thoughtful alternatives to the system that's in place if the old system never leaves.
Carla Crowder, the executive director of Alabama Appleseed, who testified before lawmakers about the prison plan, says there are alternatives. But Crowder says reforms to the system are more complicated than just putting up new buildings.
Yeah, I've been thinking about how we look at the Department of Corrections, which is a massive state agency, like the criminal justice system infrastructure, massive government system with very little accountability, especially prisons, because the people most affected by prisons are convicts. They're felons. They made a mistake. And so the overarching consensus, it seems like, by the public has been, well, as long as people are locked up for as long as possible, then that's what's working.
She says it's not working.
Because if you look at the growth of the DOC budget, if you look at crime rates in this state, if you look at recidivism, if you look at the violence and the death and the inhumanity and the loss of human life inside the prisons, any measure of accountability tells us that this system has been a failure, an abject failure. And yet, now part of the solution is to continue down this path with new prisons and spend even more money.
Crowder says the real solution lies outside prison walls. She says there are programs that are more successful, that help keep people out of prison, reduce violence, and keep communities safer. She says the state could invest more in diversion programs, community corrections, drug courts, and mental health courts. These do exist in Alabama, but there are not many, they're not well-funded, and participants can rack up thousands of dollars in fees. Crowder says state-funded housing programs also show success. After people are released, they get a few months of support to stay at a halfway house or receive rental assistance or housing vouchers. Some states, including Georgia and Michigan, have reported a reduction in recidivism rates, thanks in part to similar programs.
You can look at what is happening here and then look around at what's happening in other states and realize this is not an impossible problem. We can do better.
Alabama spends roughly $600 million a year to house thousands of people, feed them, and pay for their medical care while they're in prison. Now the state is planning to spend an additional $1.3 billion on new prisons. Crowder says she'd like the state to redirect its investment and put more of that money into services to improve education, decrease poverty, and reduce crime. It's worth noting that the former commissioner of the prison system, Jeff Dunn, has acknowledged this cycle, but through a slightly different lens. He says prisons absorb a lot of unmet needs in the free world.
A good friend of mine who is a director of this of their correctional system in another state made a comment recently that I thought was very, very astute observation. He says that every hole in the public safety net lands a person either on the street or in prison. And in prison, you find every issue that society has not been able to address.